Botswana Gambling Authority grants new licenses to boost industry. The Botswana Gambling Authority has taken a step forward in growing the country's gambling sector. The regulator's chairperson, Marvin Torto, said that the authority has issued several new licenses with the aim of helping the economy grow. The licensing process began in 2023 with an open call for applications. The authority received 32 applications, 16 for betting and 16 for limited payout machine, LPM, licenses. A pre-application meeting, which attracted representatives from 77 companies, demonstrated that there is considerable room for growth in the sector. After a careful review process, which included public input and hearings, the authority granted 10 betting licenses and 6 LPM licenses. A focus on local ownership. The results of the application process show that a focus has been placed on citizen ownership, with Botswana holding a 72% share in the licensed companies. Furthermore, most of the 10 betting license recipients are locally owned, which Torto said was essential for ensuring the industry provides meaningful benefits to the local economy. Additionally, the introduction of LPM licenses is important to both wholesale and independent operators. Wholesale operators will be responsible for maintaining gambling machines in approved brick-and-mortar casinos, while independent operators will host these machines in venues such as bars and restaurants without having to own the equipment themselves. This arrangement is expected to result in over 200 gambling sites nationwide, the majority of which will be locally owned. Importantly, 40% of the revenue generated by these locations will go to local citizens. Gambling sector growth to create over 2,000 jobs. The licensed companies have committed to creating 2,017 direct jobs, with a focus on supporting women, youth, and people with disabilities. Torto also pointed out that most of the goods and services required by these companies will be sourced locally. The authority aims to ensure that the gambling industry's expansion benefits other sectors, including construction, sports, healthcare, and education. Torto encouraged local businesses to offer venues for gambling machines, as he anticipates increasing demand after the new licenses are awarded. To address concerns about gambling harms, the authority has introduced several programs promoting responsible gaming. These include a 24/7 helpline and a multilingual self-help website offering counseling and resources. The authority's public awareness campaign, Machimiko Ofepa, Clean Gaming, has already reached over 100 villages, with plans to expand further in the coming months.